Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, November 15th, being brought to you by the King of Jerk Remote. It is going down this Saturday from 12 until 2. Come on out there. We're going to enjoy some great food. And it's located 110 Morris Chapel Road. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. The launch of King of Jerk. I cannot wait to go out there and try that food this Saturday, 12 until 2. All right, Meek Mill fans, get ready for a new album. The rapper just announced that he's going to be dropping his new album on November 30th. Now, even though he is still on probation until 2023, he says that he's going to travel to promote the album and do shows. Meek also reveals that he believes that he has PTSD since being released from prison this last time, and that is why he is working so hard with Jay-Z and 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin for prison reform. Good news for Young Thug. The rapper was released from jail in Georgia on Wednesday. Before getting released, Thug had told the court, I just want to be home with my family and do right. Thug also apologized for disobeying the court and will have to adhere to new rules, which include taking a random drug test twice a week, staying in touch with his probation officer, and getting drug counseling. Fellow rappers Lil Uzi Vert and T.I. both posted pictures on their social media pages of Young Thug and called for his release. Now that he is out, all he has to do is clear up this whole Lil Wayne tour bus situation and get back to the music. By now, we should all know that Erykah Badu plays a lot on her social media. So when she released a video that showed her rubbing her stomach, we probably shouldn't have taken that bait. However, everyone thought that the singer was pregnant. Well, Erykah took to her Twitter page to clear that up by saying, "Why I gotta be pregnant every holiday season? Just stop. Y'all trying to say I'm fat? I'm just a little hungrier than usual come late October. Y'all got us in here arguing over baby names." Snoop Dogg is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It is going to be the 2,651st star that is going to be placed right outside of Jimmy Kimmel's studio. In addition to his star, Snoop is also getting a biopic. Congratulations to him on that. With all of his hip-hop albums, the gospel album, the reggae album, the acting gigs, the cookbooks, the television shows, and his community work, Snoop Dogg is definitely deserving of this honor. So congratulations to him. Happy birthday to B.O.B., E-40, and O.D.B. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
All right, who can tell me what I said about Snoop Dogg and the Nosy Neighbor News? Give me a call right now. 570-WPEG. First caller through that can tell me what I said about Snoop Dogg and the Nosy Neighbor News, I'm going to hook you up with tickets to go check out Playboi Carti. That's coming up next here on Charlotte's Plug. Power 98. Good morning.
Don't ever stop.
This Saturday is the last Saturday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.